Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one servings of brownies. Wow! Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs, personal revelations of my life's insanity. That's when everybody gets to laugh at my life. Ha! Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Here's one of the reasons why.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Nobody can really answer that question, so just leave that there. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. All you gotta do is look at the newspaper, read Matthew 24, look at the newspaper, read Matthew 24. You get the idea. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or praise reports? If you do, call us at 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Permit me to introduce myself. My name is Coyote. Wile E. Coyote. Genius.
Have brain, eh? Hey, that must be very handy at times.
Why, yes, it has its advantages.
There you go. Has his advantages. That's where you cut it. That's funny. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thing. And we're even taking your phone calls. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. I wish we had that in this show. That would be great. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. And when we come back, we have one of the most special shows we've ever done.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com. How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Hi, this is S. Craig Perry. Do you have money you don't want to lose or just sitting around? Then pay attention. This is not an indexed annuity, but similar. I have a new product whereby your lump sum of money, depending on your age, could double immediately as a death benefit, tax-free to your heirs, unlike annuities where the growth is taxable. Example, I have a 56-year-old male who gave $50,000 to the insurance company, and they increased it to over $104,000. Mind you, he can't take that money out in one lump sum, but he can borrow on the cash value or take a withdrawal after 1 year. And the best part is, if he needs long-term care or home care, he can take a partial withdrawal to help pay the cost. How great is that? Immediate growth might be doubled depending on your age, death benefit, tax-free to your heirs, deemed as life insurance, some nursing home and home care coverage, and some withdrawal privilege. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247 to find out your immediate interest bonus to your initial premium. Love you all and God bless. This is a great product.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
One of my greatest joys is seeing the transition in the students coming in. The students that hardly knew their name and didn't know how to spell it. Seeing them become young adults that have discipline and that have marketable skills is a tremendous joy. In our classrooms, every student has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential. And for us, that's fantastic. No child is going to fall through the cracks. We had one of our students accepted into Harvard as an 11th grader. And in her first semester there, she received straight A's. Another graduate just received his MBA last month from the University of Phoenix. This same gentleman just received the highest score of more than 100 applicants for a position with the City of Coronado. And for us, that's fantastic.
Right now, South Bay Christian Academy is offering KPRZ listeners $1,000 off annual tuition just for mentioning K-Praise. So call today and schedule your free tour. Call South Bay Christian Academy at 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600 or visit southbaychristianacademy.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Now, co-hosting for this hour, and we're really kind of doing a unique hybrid of what we normally do. Normally, when Heather and I get together and we talk to people about a cause, you know, we tend to label that as something of an appeal. We're appealing to people and sharing, you know, an issue that's come up, and we want people to help contribute and participate. But we have something that has happened where the appeal has collided with the show kind of in a different way. So first and foremost, let me say welcome and thank you for joining me, Heather.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Always a pleasure. I'm well.
Yeah? Doing good?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I am.
Married life? Liking that, huh?
It's amazing.
It's amazing,
it really
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
God is good.
We have been working together with Christian Solidarity International for, well, I mean, since
couple
I've been
months.
Here.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, a couple years if
right.
you're going to go from the very beginning. Yeah.
Right. So we've had the opportunity to talk about it several times, and we were superbly blessed. And when I say superb, I mean, that's like the nicest way to easiest way to put it. We received a picture from Heidi, who coordinates for Christian Solidarity International, of a slave that actually had a thank you note for Heather and I. And Heather, I think you put that up on the Facebook.
And KPRZ
donors.
And KPRZ
listeners, right.
Yeah, and in fact, if you go to our Facebook page, you may have to scroll down a little bit because it was a couple weeks ago that we posted it. But yeah, it specifically says, thank you, Heather and David, and KPRZ donors. And this is a slave who had just been set free. She has her sack of hope that we've talked about, the food, the rice and beans, and a goat to help the family, provide them with dairy products, etc. And so pretty incredible. I was just floored when I opened that email. And David wouldn't let me know. He said, he's like, okay, you're going to love this email. It's amazing, but that's all I'm going to say. I'm like, okay, fine. And then I saw it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
The mind blower.
It's
just absolutely
floored.
You have a picture of a person and you realize, and this is for the listeners, you realize that when you guys have contributed, that's who you contributed to. It's
yeah.
not this, you know, it's not this gaseous thing in the air and nobody yeah. knows where it's going. You actually get to see the person who has been set free. And it's an amazing, it's just, it's almost like heart-wrenching. It really tells you it's worth it. It's worth whatever
oh, yeah.
you got to go through. It's worth it. So
yeah.
along those lines, as we have done a few different times and talked about Christian Solidarity International and what the great work is that they're doing, helping slaves be freed in Sudan. Along those lines, there is a coach of a high school who was involved in the process of the Urban Youth Collaborative Group, and he came across Christian Solidarity International through KPRZ. So let me just welcome Coach John. Is that right, Coach John?
That's perfect.
Mind? Okay, that's perfect. So that's good. I like that stuff. Coach John, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. Why don't you tell Heather and I in the audience how you came to connect to Christian Solidarity International? How that happened?
I was listening to you guys on the radio, and you every time I turned on the radio, this is what you were talking about. So I started to pray about it and thought of our project with the Urban Youth Collaborative, and immediately after I prayed about it, told my wife about it, and she said, I think you need to do this for your project.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And then that week we spoke to the students, and they said, let's do it.
Okay.
And the Lord just just took off after that.
And they just opened the door. So now let me explain to everybody, too. In the studio with us are three students, Deshaun, Julissa, and Kevin. Did I get that right? Well, not too shabby. Not too shabby today. And so the bottom line is they've all come and they were
united together in this project, Urban Youth Collaborative, and I think it's called Project 25. Is that correct?
Correct.
Project 25.
Correct.
What is Project 25?
Project Urban Youth Collaborative works with about 50 schools in San Diego, and they give a mini grant of $100 to each Bible club, and each club can use that $100 for a service project as the Lord leads. And at the end of the year, we have a big party at the Rock Church. And we were fortunate enough to win first prize in that in that project. And some of the projects were just tremendous. It was almost a shame to see somebody have to get, you know, have to be first, second, and third. But the projects were amazing. And it was all geared towards serving others.
Wow, cool.
And the project we chose was to work with Christian Solidarity International, raising money. And it was such a blessing knowing that these students knew what we were doing this for, and to see them take off was just amazing.
Now you guys raised, well, your goal was $2,000, which frees 40 slaves, because we've said many times on the air that they estimate it takes about approximately $50 to provide that Novitium vaccine to exchange for a life, to free a slave in Sudan. So that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's really, really cool.
I mean, you have to think about that. That project, Coach, that you helped coordinate and that you directed towards. I mean, the fact is, I mean, the truth is, you helped free 40, if not more, you know, 40 people who were enslaved, physically enslaved.
Right.
That's amazing.
And the website is very informative with Christian Solidarity. And some of the people were, I mean, I believe the deal was going on for about 20 years is when people were taken from early 80s to the early 2000s. Well, some of those kids, they were born into slavery.
Right.
Yeah.
And when I hear that, I think of the 1800s. I don't think of 2014.
Yeah.
But just trying to wrap my brain around that happening, it just made us realize that at Hoover High School, we need to do something about this. And I think we can.
Yeah. I want to say something about the Urban Youth Collaborative, because I went on the website and kind of did a little bit of research. So the mission for the Urban Youth Collaborative is to win students to Christ, especially those that are at risk or at disadvantage, to connect them to a local church, and then to mobilize them as change agents. And it's like, ooh, that's rock solid right there. Okay, all good there. I mean, that's all good stuff. And the idea there is to have kids not just be connected to Jesus, but be connected to a church, and then be connected to a purpose that's greater than themselves, that serves other people and makes a difference in other people's lives. And then by the grace of God, hopefully they live that way their whole life, because that would be a major asset for the kingdom. I think what's fascinating is that you coordinated this, and then you have how many students? Because we've got our three here, Deshaun, Julissa, and Kevin, and we're going to hear from them in the next segment. But how many students altogether work with you in this project?
You know, I'm not sure the exact number. I want to say 40, maybe 50, and a number of staff people at Hoover, and a number of churches and alumni at Hoover were involved.
Okay. And now, you know, I'll ask you this, and you can just address it and just be straightforward. We didn't talk about this earlier in any capacity, but is there any issue because you're doing this at a public school, or people give you a hard time at all, or is everything okay with that?
We haven't had anybody give us a hard time. I just kind of look at that like this. The first century church has went through, in the book of Acts, much more than we go through here in America with regard to church and state issues. Yeah. And God has put us here for a purpose, and he's given us his promises and the power of his spirit. We can serve him, and we can rest and rely on him. So any backlash like that, that hasn't happened at Hoover, and we are making this about Jesus.
Yeah,
and if you want to live like he lived, you know, there is going to be a little bit of persecution. It hasn't happened for whatever reason. I'm glad. But, you know, we'll, as it happens, if it happens, we'll just move on from there.
Yeah, no, we've talked about this on the show quite a bit, but, you know, persecution for the American Christian is you can't pray here.
Right.
It's like, no, that's not first century persecution, people.
Right.
you're not getting the picture there. So,
if I can add, when I went on the CSI website, what those people were going through are much worse than anything we might go through over here. My pastor, David Jeremiah, he has said that our worst day over here is better than their best day over there.
No question.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with that perspective, I think we can focus on Jesus and do the work he has called us to do.
Yeah, that's good. Really good response. I appreciate that. And I just wanted to ask you, because it's one of those things that floats around and people wonder. And when we come back, we're going to take our break. And then when we come back, we're going to hear from the students. I want to hear the students' perspective on, hey, this is this project we got together and we kind of united. And I want to kind of get that sense of the impact, and I want them just to share it. So I know they're all like, okay, we got to really talk on the radio. Uh-oh, it's okay. It'll be all right. Nothing will happen. Okay, well, something will happen.
Oh, would you stop?
All right, we're going to take our break now. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. By the way, as we're exiting, don't forget, you can be a part of this. You can give, and we're going to give you the phone numbers to do so when we get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, anytime's a great time to visit Singing Hills Memorial Park, but there's something about going out during the summertime, and a lot of people go out and just kind of take a walk, and whether they're visiting loved ones there or making plans for the future, it's just a gorgeous setting. It's not like a typical cemetery you imagine. It is a beautiful, beautiful spot. And right now, yeah, you can go out, take a tour, find out more about Singing Hills, but find out about the savings, the summertime savings special right now. Explain what's up.
That's right, Mark. If you come out and visit us and we take a tour and you mention this ad, we will go ahead and include the second interment rite on a single space.
So that's like a two-for-one opportunity here. Now, we made our plans years ago. It gives you peace of mind, and boy, it's tough to put a number of value on that. That's the greatest thing, peace of mind, so your family doesn't have to deal with it. Find out more, Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000. 619-444-3000.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I've made it my life's mission to help people transform themselves so that they may truly serve others. I want to invite you to begin your own transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I want to invite you to begin your personal transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego. The same place noted alumni Miles McPherson, Mike McIntosh, and John Maxwell earned their theology degrees.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Now, I'm not a mathematician, but one thing I'm certain about is that zero means nothing. Zilch. Nada. I'm Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar, the nation's number one residential solar specialist. Every day, I talk to potential customers that are confused about our pledge to install solar panels on their homes for nothing out of pocket. They think there must be a catch or that they'll get a big bill later on. But at Varango Solar, zero really does mean zero. Nothing out of pocket doesn't mean money from your purse or a debit from your bank account. Nope. At Varango Solar, zero means zero. All you pay is a new electric rate that's lower than what you pay today. And unlike your electric company, our rates are guaranteed and locked in. At Varango, the O means zero down. Call us today to see if you qualify.
Call Varango Solar at 800-481-3400. 800-481-3400. That's 800-481-3400.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Hi, Mark Larson from Monta Vista Village Senior Living Community. Experience the best of senior living at half price right now. That's right. KPRZ is teaming up with Monta Vista Village, offering two residents half price for their entire first year of living. Now, right now, they're offering a studio apartment, normally $2,690 per month, now only $1,345 a month for an entire year. Or a one-bedroom apartment, normally $3,430 a month, now only $1,715. This includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation,
transportation, and tons of fun activities. Tai Chi, pedaling, and function fit classes. So much to do. More than 50 activities a week. Each resident lives in a cottage-style apartment building opening to an outdoor patio and beautifully manicured private grounds and gardens. Only 2 half-price spots available, so call today. Don't miss out. Experience the best of senior living at half price. Call Monta Vista Village. Mention the half-price deal today. 619-465-1331 or MontaVistaVillage.com.
TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com users get negotiation-free, guaranteed savings, and enjoy a hassle-free buying experience. So when you're ready to buy a car, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We have a hybrid show. I don't know the way to put it. It's kind of like an appeal meets a regular show, and then that's what we've created. So with me is our very own Heather Lloyd. Heather, thank you again for being with us and helping me co-chair this particular show.
Oh, yeah. It's always my pleasure.
We are talking about Christian Solidarity International, but not the way we've normally talk about it. We're talking about it because our station and our listeners, who have been extremely generous and been very, very faithful to help, we've also had some outreach or reaching into, so to speak, the hearts of others. And in that, we actually have Coach John from Hoover High School, who has coordinated with the Urban Youth Collaborative of the Project 25 and has put together a group of kids. And they, too, have participated in helping Christian Solidarity International. And I want to say that they did such an excellent job that they won first place at the gathering when everybody gathers together. I can think it's at the Rock Church, right, where you
correct,
do the gathering?
Correct.
And how many different schools are involved in this?
About 50.
So out of 50
nice.
Schools, you guys are number one. We be number one. Good job on that. So for those that have an interest in understanding more about Christian Solidarity International in the sense of wanting to partner or get involved, their website, csi-usa.org. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And we just want to remind you, too, if maybe you haven't even heard of Christian Solidarity International. What we've been doing is helping to free slaves in Sudan. These are individuals that were taken in during the war, many of them, and many as very, very young children. They have gone through and are going through, those still in captivity, unspeakable things. I mean, we've seen photos, and if you go to csi-usa.org, you will see before and after, essentially. You will see just some of the things they've gone through, losing limbs. I mean, things we can't even imagine in our lifetime even facing. And they've just gone through horrific things. Yeah. But the good news is Christian Solidarity International is going in there and rescuing them. And so we want to encourage you, too, if you would like to give, as David said, you could do that online at csi-usa.org. And you can certainly continue to call the phone number. Maybe it's a $50 gift or whatever it is that you can do at 888-676-5700, 888-676-5700. We've actually agreed to help even more with Christian Solidarity International, several more of these precious individuals. So whatever you can do would be amazing. And it's incredible. Hoover High School really stepped up and they were able to raise $2,000 rescuing 40 precious individuals. And that doesn't just represent 40 individuals. That's 40 individuals plus their loved ones, their family, their friends, those that they've been reunited with. So incredible how God has used Coach John and the kids involved in this project. So we just want to encourage you all. Maybe you're a teacher, an educator out there listening, and hey, we want to challenge you. Maybe you could do the same thing with your classroom, with your school, and raise money with Christian Solidarity International. You can call us for details on how that can work. We can connect you with the great folks at Christian Solidarity. The day that I received, actually, John, your email, mm-hmm. it was so cool. I'm reading through and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing how God orchestrates things. We do these things because not only do we want to provide amazing ministry programs for you here on KPRZ, but we were speaking before we went on the air, and John made such a great point and reminder to all of us that it's not just about, you know, being the body of Christ, but what does that look like? He said to help the least of these, and that he is the least of these. And if we're ignoring the least of these, we're ignoring him. And when he said that, I went, oh man, I mean, that made me stop dead in my tracks as a reminder that he's absolutely right. No. If we are ignoring the least of these, we're essentially, if we look at scripture, we're ignoring Christ. I mean, Lord, have mercy on us all.
That's for sure. Hey, I want to bring the kids in because the kids rallied around Coach John. You had about 50 kids, is that right? And did you get, what was the actual total? Was it 2,000 even? Was that the
It was goal? About 2,000. Right, I think it was a little over 2,000.
A little over 2,000.
And that was just it felt like a random number.
Yeah.
And I think I don't specifically remember praying about that, but that was in my head. And I said, well, I think you're giving it to me, Lord. We're going to say 2,000.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, it's just totally cool. All right, so let's bring the kids in. So we got Deshaun, Julissa, and Kevin. So let's start with Deshaun first. Deshaun, you got involved in this process. First of all, when you first heard about it, what'd you think? What'd you be thinking? What are we doing? Is that what you were like going, where are we heading with this?
I thought it was a great opportunity to glorify the kingdom and to glorify God, but I thought it was just so unthinkable that this could be happening in 2014 in such a time. Mm-hmm. We in the United States, we wouldn't think that this would happen, that this would be happening, but it actually is. So for us to actually have the opportunity to help out was
great. Awesome. Huh? You know, it's another thing that a lot of people might not be aware of, but in that slavery position, they're actually forced to accept the Muslim faith, a very radical level of the Muslim faith, and they have no option. If they don't, they get beaten or they get cut. And we there's really just horrid stories of people really being hurt just so severely and killed. Mm-hmm. And what you guys did was you helped people get away from that. And that's a very, very powerful element. I'm praying in my heart that you guys carry this the rest of your life, mm-hmm. wherever you go, recognizing how important that is and what you've done. It's very powerful.
And Dave, this Project 25, that's what one of the, maybe the big goal of Project 25 is, that you get to show teenagers. This is really what discipleship is. It's an older person coming along, a younger person, and saying, this is how you serve. Mm. And this project is teaching these kids how to do that.
Yeah.
And that gets cemented in who they are. And then they do that, and they become disciple makers themselves.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I mean, that's great. I mean, helping the folks in Africa is great. The Lord just he's not chintzy with his blessing, but we do have to do it his way.
Yeah, yeah, good. All right, let's talk to Julissa. Julissa, why don't you grab the mic, and then why don't you tell me the same thing? What did you think when you first heard about the project? What went into your mind? What'd you think?
I couldn't believe it, but I could, but I was really like, I was like, wow, this is really happening? Because like in history class, we've learned about this and we thought it ended, right? Mm-hmm. But suddenly arising,
it was shocking. It was just shocking you, yeah. Right? You're just like going, what?
Yeah.
So when you guys started to pool together, was there a sense of a sense of community and kind of like a family and kind of careful when I use the word energy, but you know, like this, you know, this attitude and motivation, they were like, we can do this, let's get this done, let's get going. Is that what took place for you guys?
Yeah, we were really united, and we really we went around to our friends, and the way we fundraise money was with these newspapers, like some papers. For every newspaper we would get, like information, we'd get $10 back.
Oh, okay. So you went around doing that?
That's how we pretty much funded.
That was through the Union Tribune.
Wow. Yeah.
And they came alongside us and did a wonderful job.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a program that they do where we ask people to sign up for the newspaper. And then the UT gives whatever organization, charity group, whatever group, mm-hmm. money for those subscriptions.
Right.
And then that money that we got went straight to Christian Solidarity International.
Yeah.
And then kids were donating, giving their own money.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And when we got done, the first day we introduced this to our Bible club, I'm walking back to my office right after lunch. I had kids giving me money on the way back to the office.
That's
for this project.
So cool.
And
that's,
and it's a short walk. It wasn't like I was wandering around.
Wow.
It was bam. It was immediate.
Wow.
And as soon as that happened, I knew that the Lord was really, really, really going to bless it. Kids were really passionate about it.
Wow, that is completely, awesome. Completely cool. Kevin, I want you to chime in because we got a couple minutes before we make our exit. Do you grab the mic, get a little closer to it. Talk to me. How did you feel about it when they brought this project to you and you were like, okay, what were you thinking?
Well, I was first really shocked because, you know, slavery, they said now it's really amazing because it shouldn't be happening at all and everything. But knowing that we can do something to change those people's lives, it just encourages you to keep doing that. And, you know, fundraising the money and to save 40 people may not be much to them, but for us it was a lot because they were saved and maybe reunited with their families who were probably enslaved for years and decades.
Yeah. And then you because of your efforts, because efforts of all of you, I mean, you have you the ripple effect is hard to define for you, but you have to understand that where there was those 40 people are going to take your Christian work, and they're going to share that with people that they encounter, mm-hmm. and other people are going to hear, and then other people are going to hear, and other people, and it's like a ripple, like you drop a rock into the water and it ripples out and it goes in all this. That impact is substantial, but it shows you what you can do for the kingdom, and the reason that you do it is because you love the Lord and you're trying to bless people and help them. So that's something I really pray that the Lord would just mm-hmm. seal that in your heart. You would never, ever, ever lose this moment and what you know what's going on right now. Okay. Listen, folks, if you want to give to Christian Solidarity International, we really encourage that. And we want you to call 888-676-5700. And just you know, we're hoping that you can do $50, $100. But if you know what, whatever you can, that'd be great. Because a combined collective amount will make a difference for people and set them free for a lifetime. And that's just, it's horrid to think that somebody is a slave. It's even more horrid to think that we don't do something about it, to be really honest. We're going to take our break and then we're going to come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hey folks, be extra cautious near Caltrans work zones because distracted drivers end up crashing into about 1,000 Caltrans vehicles a year. Remember, don't just be alert, be work zone alert.
Doesn't the sound of no monthly mortgage payments give you a sense of financial peace of mind? How about being able to convert the equity in your home into tax-free cash? It almost sounds too good to be true, right? Well, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage. No better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Now, there are changes coming, but if we act today, no need to worry about those changes. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of Aramco, the Aramco Group, and he's one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. You're invited to join him and Aramco at the beautiful Tom Hams Lighthouse in San Diego, July 17th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Don't put this off. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
Honey, do we have any extra blood to give?
Why?
Because I just got our electric bill and we can't afford it.
Maybe we should look into solar.
How do you look into solar?
Well, I heard that Current Solar will come to your home and do a free review on whether solar can help us or not.
Yeah, well, how much does it cost?
Free, honey. It's free.
Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business with people that are partners, not just client lists. So here's what you need to do. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system with your installation when you mention KPRZ. How cool or warm, whatever.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life, everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, It's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Studies have shown that the physical and neurological benefits of ballroom dancing can slow down the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. The Fred Astaire Dance Studio of San Diego has partnered with the Parkinson's Association to create a therapeutic program for Parkinson's patients. To kickstart the program, Fred Astaire is proud to present Big Stage Ballroom, a theatrical dance show journeying through two young girls' dreams of becoming musical superstars. Enjoy a variety of dance numbers to the sounds of musical legends with Fred Astaire students and dance professionals on June 28th at the Garfield Theater in La Jolla. The evening starts with a pre-show reception at 6 p.m., show starts at 7 p.m., and is sure to have you singing and swaying in your seat.
For tickets and information, visit parkinsonsassociation.org or call 858-273-6763, 858-273-6763, or visit parkinsonsassociation.org. 100% of the proceeds will go to enriching the lives of Parkinson's patients.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We do want to give you a quick weather update without the sound anything. We're just going to give you, it's okay. It was nicer yesterday. That's my weather report. Let's see, so somebody calls you.
We live in paradise, for crying out loud.
I know, we're so spoiled.
So you have to switch it up and basically just kind of...
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If you call from Cleveland, it's still so much nicer than Cleveland or Detroit. Come on, let's be honest.
Sure.
All right. Here's what we're doing. We're having a good time talking with... actually, is there a title for the group itself, or you just...
Well, Young Life is the para... church group that oversees inner city San Diego, and that's led by a man named Jeremy Robinson.
Okay. And, all right. So we're here with Young Life. You say we're here with Young Life?
You would say that. Yep.
Okay. I was just trying to figure
out. We have a branch at our church. Gene Sebelia is our leader.
Yeah. Oh, cool. All right.
So sorry. Anyway,
it's
kind of
like a Campus Crusade for Christ type of group.
Gotcha. Similar. And what happened is this Young Life group heard KPRZ when we were talking about Christian Solidarity International, and then they got together in the Urban Youth Collaborative, and they kind of under Project 25 put it together, and they raised funds for Christian Solidarity International, over about $2,000 into that range, helping free at least 40, if not more, slaves. So, I mean, we don't know, that are stuck in Sudan. And for those that don't really, if you're thinking, well, I don't really understand, just think of this woman that we've been talking about every day who has been in prison because she did not convert to Islam and did not become a Muslim and refused to renounce her Christianity, and they threw her in jail to the point where she had her 20-month-old and her newborn baby was born in jail, and then she was just released. And by the way, just as a heads up for the audience, she was released the second time today, and they have secured her safety. So that's good news on that front. But this is exactly what we're talking about, and these kids got together, the Young Life group, and they came out of Hoover High School, and they put together part of the program to raise the funds, and they've raised $2,000 to help free people. And we want you, if you're listening, I challenge you to do as good as the students did.
There could even be somebody that could give a $2,000 gift.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
You
just call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700. And if you want to get more information, the website again.
Yeah, the csi-usa.org. And there's a lot of great resources there to really look at what it is we're talking about and just this incredible ministry that we've been talking about so much. And we want to encourage you too, if you look at our Facebook page from about a week or so ago, you'll see a posting that we did of a slave who had been freed. She has her sack of hope and her goat and was reunited with her family. And Pastor Heidi is amazing. She had made a sign and it says, "Thank you, Heather and David and KPRZ donors." And this slave who's been released, she is free forever, by the way.
Yep.
Will never go into captivity again. Has a thank you sign to you, our KPRZ listeners. It's pretty incredible. And to these guys here.
Yeah, no, and we appreciate this. Yeah. So I want to jump into Coach John's head for a second, because he's helped coordinate this whole element. And with us is Deshaun and Julissa and Kevin, and we appreciate you guys being here. I'm just curious, from your point of view, Coach, what was the thing that surprised you? Like, and going through this process, as the Lord was like, okay, you're going this way, here we go, we're going to help Christian Solidarity International, and then you start digging into it. What surprised you? What did you like, whoa, I did not anticipate that, you know, good, bad, or indifferent? I mean, what caught you off guard?
It would have to be people, so many people, it seemed like they were coming out of the woodwork to give, and kids going around asking their friends for money.
Wow.
And then the kids being excited and giving it back to me. Kids asking their teachers. Kevin made this little, made a picture of Africa and on from a map that he got online, and we put it on a box and we called it a Change Lives boxes. And it was the thing that Kevin wrote on the box was, "Don't keep your change, make a change, help free slaves in Africa."
Oh, that's awesome. Good.
So very kids good. Were bringing me those boxes, not just with change rattling in there, but with paper money in there. That was probably the biggest blessing, and the seeing the faces of the kids that exciting about giving, as opposed to always wanting something, always getting something. They wanted to give. That was probably the biggest blessing for me.
Wow.
That's a very, very cool statement. This is kind of funny, because as you get older, you know, some people tend to become more inward and self-centered, and then they don't give as much, and they become more. Let's do it.
Well, what I love about the Bible too is that, I mean, obviously God wrote the book, so he's amazing and knows exactly what he's doing. But where he talks in scripture about a child will lead them. Mm-hmm. Children are leading you all. So here you go.
Good job, Heather. Good job. Wow, that was really good.
You're older children.
Well, yeah, she can't say.
They're not that young.
Yeah, no,
I don't want to embarrass them or make them feel like they're really.
Biblical child is 0 to 20. But you know what I mean. So let's just for those that don't know, and then 20 to 40, the 60 and out, 40 and 60, it's all in 20-year allotments. People don't know that, but that's right. So you could be 18 and still be considered biblically a child. So. Bottom line is, you guys did an awesome job. Let me ask that same question to you guys, if you don't mind. Let's start with Deshaun. We've got about 4 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes. So we don't have a lot of time, but what surprised you the most about this whole process?
What surprised me the most is that a lot of times, even with non-believers and believers, we get complacent with our blessings. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times we'll get a blessing and then it'll happen again and happen again. And we think that the blessings just automatically come. And we don't want to give. We get, but we don't want to give. So when, like Coach said, when students were just coming to give, it was really a blessing, because their students at school, because of the atmosphere that we're in, or maybe the area that we're in, a lot of students don't have the opportunity to give, but they were giving what they had. They were coming out giving change, giving pennies, giving quarters, whatever they had to give, whatever they had that day for lunch money or whatever, they were sacrificing to give. And so that's cool.
That's excellent. Cool. Really good. Julissa, your turn. What surprised you?
What surprised me was that some of my friends actually took the box from me, and they would go around with their friends, some of them that I didn't know, and they would go around to their classes with the box and bring me back money.
Wow.
Not me, but the people from Africa.
Yeah, that's cool. So they took the box. It's almost like it catches. It's like a fever that catches. Everybody just gets involved. Kevin, how about you? What was the thing that was like, wow, this is wow?
Well, you know, the Bible says asking it will be given. And we just kept asking people for money and for help in order to help these people. And then we just kept on asking, and we keep getting back money and stuff, like even support from other people. Like Julissa said, many people just took the boxes. Combining back full of money, change, and a lot of paper money and stuff like that. And we were just like, wow, God is working, doing something in their lives as well, you know, because they're helping others, believers who were actually forced to believe something else.
Yeah. You guys did you did a great job. I mean, I'm really my privilege to know you, Coach, but I'm really proud of the kids. Don't even know
Absolutely.
I'm proud of you guys, because what you've done is here's in a nutshell. You've advanced the kingdom of God. That's what you've done. And there'll be a lot of things you do in your life. Some will be good, some will be bad, some plus, minus, this, that. This will forever be a plus. This will forever be a good thing that you can hold. And the Lord loves that you're doing that. He loves that you've taken that time and you've committed that and put that energy into that. Mm-hmm. And I just wish there was a way. You can't, but I wish there was a way where we could see all the people that it impacts. Oh, you just wish you could just see it and go, oh, look at that, and you know, film it or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be an enormous amount. I mean, I don't think people realize when we're talking 40 people, and you're talking like a full classroom in a big school. That's like it's a lot of people. And then again, how many people that touches from those 40, and how many people that touches? I mean, it's an amazing, amazing thought. And John, you're really to be commended, because this is a really, the Lord led you. Mm-hmm. You were sensitive. You went into that direction. I think the Lord showed you, this is what I want. This is what it is. You mm-hmm. did it, and you fulfilled it. And that turned out to be great for the kids to see. I mean, great mentoring element. That's really powerful. And they're going to be impacted just for the rest of their lives because of what you've done.
Well, watching them serve and watching their faces and kind of standing back a little bit, because I was giving the direction. And watching the excitement on their faces and the aha moments they were having was awesome. I mean, that was one of the best parts of the whole thing for me. And then teachers being excited for it.
Yeah.
Teachers being excited about it. And that got my wheels turning for next year. Yeah. What are we going to do next year? How can we do it better? How can we get more people involved?
Yeah, that's cool. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to exit here, but I want you to listen to me. 888-676-5700. If you can help out, help out. And you know what? If you can't help out, pray, because you can always participate through prayer. Mm-hmm. You can join the struggle by praying for this situation, by praying for Christian Solidarity International, that they would get the funding they would need. Let's all participate, at least in some capacity. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, get the phone, 888-676-5700. We'll be right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
One of my greatest joys is seeing the transition in the students coming in. The students that hardly knew their name and didn't know how to spell it. Seeing them become young adults that have discipline and that have marketable skills is a tremendous joy. In our classrooms, every student has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential. And for us, that's fantastic. No child is going to fall through the cracks. We had one of our students accepted into Harvard as an 11th grader. And in her first semester there, she received straight A's. Another graduate just received his MBA last month from the University of Phoenix. This same gentleman just received the highest score of more than 100 applicants for a position with the City of Coronado. And for us, that's fantastic.
Right now, South Bay Christian Academy is offering KPRZ listeners $1,000 off annual tuition just for mentioning K-Praise. So call today and schedule your free tour. Call South Bay Christian Academy at 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600, or visit southbaychristianacademy.com. How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same? same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrivent Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow. Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We spent this last hour, I've been doing the show with Heather Lloyd, and we've been talking about Christian Solidarity International from a kind of a different point of view, kind of a different way to go about it. We've had the privilege of having Coach John here, who brought Deshaun and who Lisa and Kevin, all from Hoover High School, all from Young Life, who raised funds for Christian Solidarity International. And did a spectacular job, such a good job, by the way. They were the number one. They were the winners, the number one out of the whole crew for the Urban Youth Collective, about 50 different schools, as I understand it. Heather, what can people do to participate and do what these kids did, which was change the lives of people and advance the kingdom of God? What can other people do to help?
There's all kinds of things that you can do, but I think probably the most immediate thing that you can do, a $50 gift that we've explained before in the past will help to free a slave. And as we've also said before, this guarantees their freedom forever. They do not go back into slavery. I get that asked that very often, and the answer is no, they do not go back into slavery. So this is incredible. You give them their freedom forever, and this is freedom from a horrific existence. It's an incredible thing you're doing. A $50 gift will do this at 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Maybe you can do $50. Maybe you can do a $2,000 gift. Maybe you're a school that can come alongside and catch a vision and do the thing that that Coach John and Deshaun and Jaleesa and Kevin did, and as well as their other students, their co-students. And it's really incredible the things that God can work through all of us. And I think the thing I take away from this the most is, you know, God can orchestrate anything. And it really does my heart good to hear these stories and to hear about these kids who haven't experienced enough life yet to be jaded, to just give and to just allow the Holy Spirit to work through them and to just be that empty vessel that God can work through. I think it's such a good reminder. And I think that's why the Lord does often talk about the children and just the reminder of the purity that the children bring to the table of just trusting God with what you've got and giving back what he's given to you. And the fact that they're getting to do this at such a young age, I'm excited for them what they're going to continue to do throughout the rest of their lives and how God is going to work through them throughout the rest of their lives. Because, you know, God's already working through them right now. He's just going to continue that process. It's a beautiful thing.
Be interested to see how that evolves and grows in that process. 888-676-5700 is the number. You can also, and I would really encourage this, you can also go to csi-usa.org, which is the website, to really get a feel. I mean, there's some videos on there. There's a couple of videos on there when the slaves are coming and reunited with family, and it's fascinating. It's unbelievable. It's horrid to think that we'd even have to talk talk about this. That's what's most amazing. But now that we're talking about it, let's do something about it. That's a big key. So Coach John Rivino, is that how you say your last name, mm-hmm. Rivino? I just
want to
make sure. I figure I better ask him that.
That's correct.
And his Deshaun and Lisa and Kevin have come to our studio. They've graced us. And so our response to the four of you and to your collective group is great job.
Thank you.
You know, you guys did a great job. And it's cool stuff. I mean, it's cool stuff that's life-changing. And that's the key. Not just your lives, which will also be changed, but you've just completely liberated more than 40 people. To give them a chance to reunite with their family and to have a life. I mean, how cool is that? Mm-hmm. And that's a cool thing. I mean, that's the kind of thing that should go on a resume. But that's just my opinion. What do I know? Anyway. All right. Good job. So, again, I just want to say to everybody out there, 888-676-5700. Also, check out Young Life. Get in touch with them if you want your kids getting involved in a program that teaches kids about connecting to Jesus, connecting to the community, being agents for the Lord. That's the kind of thing you want to get involved with. We highly encourage that. And again, CSI-USA.org is the website. Now, we're going to break out, and then we're going to come back, and the next hour will be kind of the more normal insanity stuff, so don't worry about that. But the bottom line is, let the Holy Spirit move your heart. There's more work to be done. We are not through. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, probably a DDD.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.